Straight Talk on WRHI FM 100.1 and CN2 is presented by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders. Now here's Manning Kimmel broadcasting live from Substation 2 on Cherry Road in Rock Hill with Straight Talk, selected by the South Carolina Broadcasters Association as the state's top public affairs program.
And a good afternoon. Welcome into Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop for another edition of our Straight Talk program presented by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders. Our thanks to our co-sponsor today, Comporium, your friendly neighborhood tech giant. Piedmont Medical Network is with us today, a community built on care, and you can find out more about them online at piedmontmedicalnetwork.com. So I'm surrounded by all this talent from the York County Regional Chamber of Commerce. The boss lady herself is here. She loves it when I say that. I know.
Dean loves it when you say it.
That's all right. I know what's really going on down there. Celeste Tiller is with us, and she has brought a brand spanking new member of the chamber team, a guy who I can't believe I know is daddy. But daddy, I tell you what, this young man's going to be good. He's going to be a good guy. His name's Dylan Bolton. How are you, Dylan? How are you?
I'm good, Mr. Kimmel. Thank you for having me on today.
Good. All right, Celeste, we do intros, so tell everybody
Absolutely.
About you.
Yeah, so I'm Celeste Tiller. I'm the Vice President of Talent and Workforce Development for the York County Regional Chamber, and I run most of the programs under LIFT, which we'll talk about today.
Okay. I would have stopped if I run most of the programs, you know. That's me saying that's not her, Dean. Don't worry about it. Okay, so Dylan, I told you this is going to happen.
Yes, sir.
You need to tell us a little bit about Dylan Bolton. So go right ahead.
Yes, sir. Well, Mr. Kimmel, I'm from the Richburg, Chester area. Went to school at Louisville through elementary, middle, and high school. I was fortunate enough to then come to York County and attend York Technical College, finishing out my associate's degree there, transferring over to Winthrop University, where I was able to graduate with an undergrad in business administration with a concentration in marketing. During that time at Winthrop, I found out about a great internship opportunity at the York County Regional Chamber of Commerce, and I was fortunate enough to join on with that team and eventually coming on as a full-time staff member as the LIFT programs coordinator.
Oh, my goodness gracious. Woo. You did pretty well.
He did.
That's good. All right. Now, you need to stop the mister. I appreciate that.
Yes, sir.
I know I'm a lot older than you are, but you can stop the mister stuff. Okay. All right. So the first thing we're going to do, Dylan, is find out what the heck LIFT is. Shall I ask her or should I ask you? Go ahead, Celeste.
Nice job, Dylan. So LIFT. So under the chamber, we have our foundation. And so our foundation is a 501c3 organization, mainly so we can go after grants and different partnerships to be able to fund the programs. And so we created LIFT, which stands for Leadership Institute for Talent, about 2 years ago. And there's really two pieces within LIFT. There's our education partner programs, where we're working with all of our K-12, higher ed, post-secondary, really connecting them with employers and doing some programmatic work. And then we have another side of that, which is our talent retention and recruitment strategy, where we're doing corporate training and leadership training and really moving into our sector strategy, where we're focusing more on understanding the industries in York County and our region and how do we help them retain and recruit their employees.
So which part do you think is most important right now?
The combination of both, honestly. Yeah. So we can't really understand and kind of back into that talent pipeline and know what needs to be done in K-12 or higher ed without knowing what our employers need. Right. And that's really, we have to do both of those together.
You know, this community is growing so rapidly. Mm-hmm. I sit here and think, you know, we're blessed with all this great medical technology that we have. Mm-hmm. We've got Piedmont Medical Center here. You know, we've got Novant, which is an answer, going to be doing something here. Mm-hmm. You got Atrium. I mean, the list goes on and on.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
And yet every hospital across the country, is begging for talent.
Yeah.
So how do we get more people Dylan's age to go into the medical field. And that's what you're talking about.
That's what we're doing, right? So we've got to create awareness. We've got to understand. So starting with the employer. So we, on September the 10th, we're hosting a workforce development conference that's focused primarily on that. So it's understanding what is, say, in the healthcare industry, what are the biggest pain points and their challenges, and backing into the systems that provide that talent. So is it awareness? Is it understanding the path the students can take? Education systems and being able to get the proper training they need? Is it funding? What are the barriers? So it's really understanding that whole system that goes from the student, the learner, into that employer to be a future worker.
Now, you've been at this for a couple of years.
Yeah.
Now, it's not like it's just coming off the shelf. So what kind of progress have you made so far with this?
Gosh. You know, we started this in July of 22. That's when I was hired to come in. You know, I left Winthrop and came into the chamber. It took us probably a good year to understand what was happening at state level, regional level, locally. A lot of workforce noise, right, that's been going on for a while. Bringing all of our partners together, creating this ecosystem and understanding what everyone does and getting our employers on board. You know, our employers have kind of been going onesie twosies, if you will, around working with this school district and this higher ed institution, but really kind of pulling everyone together and convening and hosting that conversation is where we've gotten to. And so that's where the institute has come in, to where there's this direct connection at all levels.
All right, so you've got that piece in place.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But it's functioning now in terms of...
Absolutely.
Okay.
Yeah. So that was the reason why we hired Dylan. So Dylan, of course, was our intern for about a year and a half. In January of this year, we hired him to run our education partner programs under LIFT. So we've got a middle school conference that we're doing. So creating awareness at the middle school level as they're going into, say, eighth grade to do their IGPs, their individual graduation plans, knowing what's in their backyard, knowing what the career clusters are. So Dylan works very closely with our middle school counselors and middle school principals, bringing in VR technology to do some awareness, bringing in our local businesses to help them know and understand. And that's just one piece of that that then connects them to industry later on, too.
Okay, Dylan, your turn.
Yes, sir.
How exactly do you do this, the educational part? I mean, you make a connection with a school. Pick a school. Rock Hill High School.
Mm-hmm.
Northwestern High School.
Yes, sir.
You call them and say, look, I'd like to have some time. You stop that yes, sir, stuff. You call them and say, I want to come in and talk to your students mm-hmm. about possibilities that exist. I mean, how do you do it?
Well, that's a great question. So it really starts off by knowing that, you know, the schools that they want the help, right? They would like to for their students to have the awareness. And so we have some great partners in the community. We partner with Thomas Monroe and Beth Botini. And these partners, we collaborate to bring these programs to the schools. But now we don't just do it on behalf of what we think. We love to go to the school to approach them and to kind of cater it towards what they think their students need the most. Sometimes it is the career awareness. Other times it could just be the pure basic leadership skills that maybe they feel their students are missing. And so from that, I get to go out and pretty much pinpoint and partner the great businesses that are in this community that best fit what the schools, the feedback they've kind of given us.
All right, so you're not actually putting on a program. You're there to gather information. Is that what you're doing? And then you bring somebody in?
No, sir. So I gather the information, then I put on the program.
You gather the okay, that's mm-hmm. what I'm saying.
Yeah. Yes, sir.
You gather the information from what these students are telling you
mm-hmm.
and the teachers.
Yes, sir.
And then you go out and hook somebody, mm-hmm. bring them in, mm-hmm. talk to these kids.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I think about this school up here, welding. It was a great big welding
yep.
school.
Yes.
I had no idea how successful that thing was until about 2 hours ago.
Yeah, they're doing a great job.
I mean, it is, yeah.
They're intentional, right? And that's where all of this is coming in. It's why, you know, we could create something on our own and just take it to a school and say, hey, this is what we've got, like it or leave it. But that's not what we're doing. It's very intentional, going into the schools, working with our regional workforce advisor, Thomas Monroe, which Dylan mentioned, the regional career specialist, which works for the State Department of Education. You know, working with these individuals, understanding and being intentional with what our schools are needing. exciting.
So when we talk about schools, are we starting at the middle school level? Are we talking at the elementary school level?
Yeah, we're going all the way back. And so we have not ourselves under LIFT created programming for elementary schools, but we partner with organizations and other individuals that do elementary, because you've got to go back that far. They've got to know what's in their backyard. Not everybody can be a social media influencer, thank goodness. So we need for them to know what's available, right? And what's going to grow our community the strongest.
Yeah, he's over here laughing at me right now. If you would take every cell phone and throw it in the river, I'd be satisfied.
Right.
Be very happy. Right. I like the phone part, but I don't like all the social media stuff. So, again, I am really intrigued with how this actually is executed.
Yeah.
You're actually going into a school, mm-hmm. Or talking. I guess you start at what, the principal level, and you say, "Look, my name is Dylan Bolton. I'm here with LIFT. I'm here to help get these students in terms of the workforce, blah, blah, blah. Can I help you out? Is there a place that I could talk to?"
Yes.
And that's what you do.
Yes, sir.
And then they plug you in, mm-hmm. and you go out there and you start talking, mm-hmm. and you find out what's what. Mm-hmm. Then you go back and bring somebody in from the big world, mm-hmm. that's in that, and you bring them back into the classroom.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yes, sir.
How many schools are you doing this with now?
So far we've done, so in the spring of 26, that part of the school year, we've worked with 6 schools. We've done 5 WOW conferences. It's called WOW, World of Work. And so what that does is it actually follows the modernized career clusters. So our schools, we try to speak the same language that our schools are speaking. And so we've reached over 1,600 students so far. We've got 11 dates scheduled for fall and spring of 26-27. So we're waiting for the schools to choose their dates. But the schools kind of tell us, is it their 7th graders that need this? Is it their 8th graders that need it? But we've done this regionally. So we've done Chester County, Lancaster County, and York County so far.
But 1,600 students is just a drop in the bucket.
It is.
I mean, my God.
But that was only over a 3-month period.
Yeah.
So we're about to reach significantly more just with this one program. But it takes a village. It's not just us. It is tons of partnerships that go into this. There's over 114 businesses that have participated so far. It's amazing the work that can be done within this ecosystem when we all come together.
Now, putting this thing on requires some infusion of capital.
Yes.
You've been able to raise those dollars from where?
A few different places. So one of those, we have an education partner program with our regional workforce advisor, which is Thomas Monroe. He works for the state. He works for SCDU. We also have private funding that's coming into that, so businesses that see the value in this and are putting forth that capital.
Well, I mean, you're obviously going to need it to do this, right? Mm-hmm. All right, so we're now in the summer session, right? The school's out, but it won't be long before they're back in. So how are you regrouping to attack it when it goes back?
Well, Manny, as everything else, right, there's always ways to improve. So we do plan on sticking to kind of the original plan of how we operate our programs, in this case, our World of Work. But myself, Celeste, Thomas, and Beth, we all sit down and we meet and we talk about what can be better. What did we do that was good, right? But maybe we can leave that out and do something else. Because we want to make sure that whenever we come back in full force, kind of like Celeste said, hitting all these new schools, reaching a greater number of students, we want it to be a streamlined process, kind of like we talked about earlier, where we can go into schools and they already know what's coming to them. They've heard about WOW. We can showcase kind of the work that we've done previously and get them excited about what we're doing.
So take me through a WOW presentation.
Okay. So generally what we're doing is we let the schools decide 2 different pathways. So in the middle school front, they have an option. So they can do more of a leadership career conference if they're wanting their students to enhance communication, teamwork, critical thinking, being able to understand what CTE options, career and technology options are out there, if they want to explore careers through the VR headset, We end and allow them to do a rotation with a career expo, so the students are actually touching and feeling what different industries look like. That's one option the school could do. Generally, they do it in the morning, and it runs like a regular conference. So the students are running through sessions, so they might go to one session for 20 minutes, and they'll go to another session. So they're really getting to see what that professional world looks like. Another school, so Clover Middle and Oak Ridge Middle, they decided to do something different. They decided to do kind of an interest survey with their students of understanding what careers they were most interested in. And then we brought people in from all the 14 career clusters, and they rotated through their top four. So we were able to showcase through inside the classroom, understanding what does the career do? What's the earning potential? What type of schooling do you need? What does it look like? So the students had a better perspective. We usually have a keynote speaker that comes in and kind of kicks things off as well. But it really gives those students an idea of what is, no pun intended, the world of work look like.
Amazing. Absolutely amazing.
Yeah.
But that's only part of what you're doing.
Oh, gosh.
I'm sitting here looking at the flyer, and I said, oh, my God, we only got a few minutes left.
And that's only three of all the things that we're doing on the education partner side.
Okay, so we're going to have to take our mid-program break, and we're going to see how quick a learner you are, because we're going to tell everybody that this program is presented by Founders Federal Credit Union, Relax Here with Founders, and by Comporium, your friendly neighborhood tech giant. Good Pharmacy is with us, your hometown pharmacy, Ebenezer Road at Camden Avenue in Rock Hill. Okay, this is where we're going to find out whether Mr. Bolton is a quick learner. We do fresh subs and salads here at Substation 2. We do it 6 days a week between 10 in the morning and 9 o'clock at night. How we do it is in the white letters, and we're all going to chime it out together at the count of three. Are you ready? At the count of three, here we go. One, two, three.
Slice. Garden.
Not bad. Not an A+, but it was all right. Back after these words.
If it's 12:30, it's Straight Talk on WRHI and CN2.
There are lots of reasons why people like dining at Substation 2.
Hit the spot, definitely.
Friends are great, and the company's great, and the food is fantastic. Bread's fresh, and they make my special for me every day.
I'm Charlie Ruffalo, and I guarantee you'll feel the same way after eating here at Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop.
Start your journey with a new auto loan. Get on the road with an auto loan from Founders Federal Credit Union. From city streets to off-road trails, your journey begins here. Our competitive rates can get you on the road in a ride that fits your lifestyle and budget, with no payments for up to 90 days. You can apply for a pre-approved spending limit valid for 30 days before you start shopping. Visit one of our many convenient office locations or go to foundersfcu.com/auto to apply for an auto loan today. Membership qualification required. See webpage for details.
When disaster strikes, one of the most important things is getting life back to normal. A little compassion can go a long way. Paul Davis is here for you. Paul Davis is committed to handling any property damage with exceptional care, because what we do is about more than property. It's about people. We have the training and expertise necessary to completely restore your property fast. For all your cleanup and restoration needs, call the experts at Paul Davis Restoration at 329-1140 or find us online at pauldavisrockhill.com.
More than 40 years ago, Piedmont Medical Center opened with a promise to provide compassionate, high-quality care. This year, we step forward as Piedmont Medical Network. Two hospitals, four emergency departments, and hundreds of dedicated physicians evolving to care for you today and for generations to come. As we grow and expand, one thing remains the same: our commitment to caring for our neighbors. We are Piedmont Medical Network. Find a doctor at piedmontmedicalnetwork.com/about.
For more than 130 years, Comporium has been a part of the fabric of this community. We've grown alongside schools, organizations, and local businesses, always committed to helping this place we call home succeed. Comporium employees aren't strangers. They're friends, family, and neighbors you see every day. Where others see customers, we see community. We give back, building trust that lasts for generations. Comporium, here for you.
Have you ever wondered why so many people enjoy dining at Substation 2?
Good fresh food, even fresher than Subway, and it's also on a paleo diet.
I like the people, I like the food, and being picked on.
I'm Charlie Ruffalo, and I guarantee you'll feel the same way after eating here at Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop.
Straight Talk on WRHI-FM 100.1 and CN2 is brought to you by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders.
And back we are here at Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop. Celeste Tiller and Dylan Moulton from the York County Regional Chamber of Commerce are with us today. We're talking about the LIFT program, Leadership Institute for Talent. We spent the first half of the show talking about education primarily, and we only just scratched the surface. I mean, there's a whole bunch of stuff on this flyer that I'll never get to. But let's talk about the talent retention part. Because if there's an issue in this community, it's we haven't got enough talent, which is the educational part. We're going to, that's part of the pipeline. But once we get them to the point where they're valuable to an employer, how do we keep them here? So how are you addressing that one?
So, we really need to understand what the issues are with our employers, right? So what are their challenges? What are their pain points? As I mentioned earlier, right, so we're hosting our Workforce Development Conference on September the 10th, which is really focused on starting that conversation industry-wide. Not one, one company or another, but just industry-wide. So focusing on advanced manufacturing, distribution logistics, which is, of course, what we're recruiting a good number of. Healthcare, as you mentioned earlier, we have all of these healthcare systems in our region, which we're pulling talent to and from. Hospitality, which is a big one for us, and our small businesses. And so putting them all in a room and really understanding what are their pain points, where are we starting from?
I would like to be a fly on the wall of that one, boy.
September the 10th, you're welcome. And so really starting that conversation and then figuring out what do we need to do for each industry. Every company's different, but generally industry-wide, they're going to have similar pain points. Is it a specific group of talent? Is it an issue with training and education? Is it the flow of that talent, where it's coming from? How does that work? So really helping them understand. And that's really the recruitment side. The retention side is understanding, do they need additional training? What are your HR policies? Is the company the issue? Is it a culture problem? So, that's the reason why we hired Dylan, so I can move forward and really focus on those things to enhance all of our companies to retain and recruit their talent.
So, I could see out of this meeting on the 10th of September, there's going to be some of those businesses there that are probably going to have a wake-up call because they are not doing what they need to do to be competitive in the marketplace. You expect that?
That's a fun conversation. I recently had that with a company. And it's hard to tell people that you're the problem, right? But, I mean, you've got to understand that the way that you're doing business, the culture you've created, could negatively affect your employees wanting to stay, and which ultimately hurts your recruitment opportunities.
And then you add to the fact that we're becoming more attractive to bigger employers.
Yep.
Bigger employers bring bigger paychecks, bigger benefit packages, da-da-da-da-da.
Yep.
And that can create a squeeze on those that aren't in that big tier.
And, you've got to understand, and when I taught at Winthrop, I had this same conversation with my students, right? A big company is not the right fit for every individual, right? So you've got to understand what fits best for you. So our smaller business employers, what are you selling? What is the selling point for you? What makes you attractive to an employee? And let's make sure that you're really good at that.
So this thing on the 10th is open to everybody.
It will be. Yes, sir.
And where are you going to hold this?
It's actually going to be at Winthrop.
Oh, really?
So one of our partners there, the Graduate School for Continuing Education and Online Learning, so they are going to be one of our partners in this. They have Winthrop Elevate, which is their continuing education system they have. And so we're going to work with them, and we're going to host it in the Richardson Ballroom.
Oh, it's a big place.
It is a big place.
I hope you get a big turnout.
I hope so, too. You can help with that, Manning.
Yeah, well, see what we can do. All right, Dylan. So here you are. You're in your first few months of your first job you've ever had, and you're out meeting all these schools. You're dealing a lot with education. What are you getting back from them that you see at your early stage of your career that really is like the numero uno thing that they really want to have help with?
you know,
they're interested in.
And you know, I can kind of relate to this myself. You know, I mean, it was just a few years ago that I was sitting in the same high school and middle school classrooms that I'm working with these kids, and it's giving them an idea with confidence of what they want to do. That is number one by far, right? So when they're sitting down doing their IGPs, when they're walking the graduation stage, and you know, their relatives are asking them, you know, what do you want to go do? It's through these programs that we're running, giving these kids the confidence and the knowledge and the awareness of what's out there so that they can make an educated decision, right? And that they'll be set and what they're going to do after school. I know whenever I was in high school, I was in middle school, you know, I mean, I had all these big dreams and ideas, but I didn't know the pipeline to get there. I didn't know what it took. I didn't have connections. I didn't know what businesses were local to me. And so I think that being able to provide that information to the students at these schools locally, you know, is number one. Absolutely.
So, there's a lot of people who would look at your generation or the one coming up behind you and say that they really don't understand, they don't have a traditional work ethic. They think everything is off that damn phone, and that's going to make them, you know, a gazillionaire, and they don't know what 12-hour days are, blah, blah, blah. I mean, yeah, you're yeah?
What I was going to say, Dylan is a big exception to that.
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely.
That.
You've already seen it today. But
I know his daddy.
You know, yeah. But I think the earlier also that we get into the schools and we start having these conversations and we're there to support the teachers and those that are in the administration, and if we can get the employers into the classroom, they can show what that looks like, and then they have a different perspective.
But from your perspective, what I just said is real.
Yes, sir. Absolutely. And you know, I think that I think that ebbs and flows, right? I think that there are the stars in every class, and not that everybody's not a star, Manny, but just, you know, there are the ones that do go above and beyond. And to give credit to my generation and the generations I've had the privilege to work with, they're still out there. That work ethic, that drive, it's there. Now, it might not be with every student as it was in the past. Now, I don't believe that those students are out of luck. I think, as Celeste said, they can change their mindset. But the pure work ethic that my dad instilled in me and that you're talking about, right? I mean, that it's there. I think it just, it depends. And I think through these programs too, you almost kind of shift out and you're able to see, right? You're exposing these students to all these things, or you're giving them these lessons, and depending on how they react and you know, their enthusiasm, the questions that they ask, the hands that they shake, right? You still see some of that work ethic in the schools here in York County.
Good for you.
Thankfully.
That's good.
Yes, sir.
But I'm wondering, you know, if this became a bigger issue, whether you would develop a program through Lyft to come back into those classrooms, which would basically be a wake-up call to these kids that the world's going to leave you behind if you don't get on the train.
Absolutely, right. And so we are, the great thing that we're able to do is listen to what the schools are needing. Mm. And so if a school tells us they need that type of program, we'll go find it. We might not be the creators of it or the people where it's housed, but we'll go and find that's happening and bring that into the classroom. That's really what that ecosystem that I was talking about earlier, that's what is involved in that, is who's doing what and who do we bring into the schools. We don't have to run it all. I don't have the capacity to do all of that, but we can partner and we can be there to support and enhance those things that are happening.
So you're off and running. I mean, this thing has got legs and it's growing.
Yeah.
I can just, I mean, we're only talking, you know, 1,600 students is a lot of students, but
that's just one program for a three-month period.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, that's just a little bit of what's out there.
Yeah.
When you consider the Fort Mill School District has like 18,000, and Rock Hill System has 16,000, it's 34,000 right there. I mean, there may be 50,000 kids out there.
Yep. Right.
That you've got 1,600. You got your work cut out for you.
Well, you know, and that's just one small piece, and that doesn't include what we're doing in dual enrollment and doing with Winthrop and doing in Clover and doing in York. I mean, there's so many things that, you know, we would have to spend hours talking about.
Yeah, I see here the business expedition.
Oh, yes.
And EPIC, the work-based learning and action. I mean, this, we're going to have to do another program on this to, you know, follow this up, because
we'd
I can't
to.
Get it all in 30 minutes. Yeah. Well, look, good work, Celeste. Yeah, thank you.
Thank you, sir.
For being here and doing all that you're doing. Dylan, welcome aboard.
Thank you.
Tell your daddy you did okay. All right. Yeah, we'll see if we can't get him on the show next time.
That's what I'm talking about. yep, I'm going to go home and hit him in the shoulder.
Yeah, I can see what he's going to say right now. Okay, well, so that's going to wrap up our Straight Talk program live from Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop, presented by Founders Federal Credit Union, Relax Here with Founders, and by Comporium, your friendly neighborhood tech giant. We get to do this one more time, so don't screw this up, Dylan. All right? This will be on your fitness report. All right, fresh subs and salads here at Substation 2, 6 days a week between 10 in the morning and 9 o'clock at night. How we do it is in the white letters, and everybody in this restaurant is expected to participate. Are we ready at the count of three? One, two, three.
Slice, 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 slice. Garden, garden, garden.
Ah, you got it, Dylan. You got it. Good for you. Have a wonderful day. We'll see you on the radio tomorrow. Bye.